This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As you can tell, it's Mark with you.
And Chris Cantwell.
Because Ian is off in Concord somewhere, testifying or something. Who knows exactly what. Trying to work within the judicial process. Good luck.
Lots of wonderful things happening up there in Concord.
Indeed, I'm sure. So, 855-450-FREE. We will still, however, take your calls about anything that's on your mind. We have, brought in quite a bit of news that we want to talk about. And, Cantwell, there's apparently the guy that got strangled to death over... What, like selling cigarettes, gray market cigarettes or something?
Yeah, so there was the news came out today that this cop would not be indicted in New York City. A grand jury declined to indict a white police officer in the case of Eric Garner, a 43-year-old unarmed black man who died July 17th in a police chokehold. This story is from USA Today. The grand jury found no reasonable cause to indict Officer Daniel Pantaleo, who was attempting to arrest Garner for allegedly selling untaxed cigarettes. So basically, this guy was executed for tax evasion, if you will, on the streets of New York City. And it's now the big hysteria is, of course, now this comes just as sort of the smoke is dissipating in Missouri from the St. Louis protests over the whole, like, Michael Brown thing, and there's all this racial tension because it's, again, it's a white cop and a black man, and there's a lot of people who like to make issues all about race, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, I think that there's like something fair to say that, you know, if I got to choose my color and I had to choose a color, I choose not to identify with any particular race, but if I had to choose a color, and I was going to live in the United States, and I had to choose a gender, and I had to choose an age. I would probably choose to be young, just because everybody wants to be young.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't choose to be young, male, and black, because that's a pretty tough combo to sort of get things done in. You know, it can be difficult. Now, I'm not saying that that's everything. It's not all about race. It's somewhat about gender. It's how you talk. It's how you the clothes you dress. It's the people you hang out with, and all those other things. But I can see where the tension comes from.
I can see your argument about saying, hey, you know, if I had to choose my color and gender and stuff like that, then hey, being a white male is probably one of the preferable.
I think that's
things.
That's the privilege thing they're talking about.
Okay, all right, I'll take that. But I would also say that police using force against people who are disobeying them is not a racial issue, right? This is a situation where we're talking about police wanted to...
It depends on why they're giving orders, right? I'm like, if they're giving orders for sort of what I would consider legitimate reasons, then that's fine. But if they're not, then it's not fine.
Well, right, and I mean, in any case, most of the people who I hear screaming about race, including President Obama at this point, are not ones who have any problem with, the state using violence against people who disobey. So, I mean, selling cigarettes, selling loose, untaxed cigarettes on the streets of New York is illegal. It's against the law. So, if you think that people should have to obey the law, then let's just not be surprised when police use force against people who disobey the law. I don't think that those authorities should. I don't think that those authorities have any legitimate authority. I don't believe that those laws have any legitimacy. So I, oppose any use of force to bring people down who disobey them. But of course, I'm pretty sure that Barack Obama has no problem with government agents using violence against people who disobey tax laws.
But he probably doesn't like the idea that somebody got killed over Lucy cigarettes, right? Lucy, I guess, is the term that they use for selling, onesies and twosies of cigarettes.
Right, yeah, Lucy's would be the
What do they sell them for?
I don't even know. I mean, in New York, they're probably you know, a buck or better at this point, because, I mean, you'll pay $15 for a pack of smokes in Manhattan at this point. Yeah, easily.
Wow.
You get a good, you know, pack of Newports or something like that. $14, $15, I believe, in Manhattan anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Does anybody buy cigarettes in Manhattan?
Oh, yeah. The tobacco companies will always make money. It does not matter what you do to them. People want their drugs.
But can't you... You can just order cartons on the internet and get them significantly more cheaply.
Well, certainly there are people who go through all types of effort in order to avoid paying cigarette taxes in New York. I mean, there's a huge black market for tobacco.
Well, when I was smoking cigars, I mean, at the very least, I could go online and I could price out the Have a Tampa wooden tip cigars that I smoked and choose to get them, places that would price them more cheaply. Now, in that particular instance, since there really was no taxation at the time on Have a Tampa cigars, I found that it was just the least costly option was the store around the corner. I'd find the places in town that would sell them, and I'd buy a box or whatever and try to find them as cheaply as I could, because I didn't figure I would stop smoking in the course of the next few weeks or the next couple of months, so I would stock up.
Yeah, and when I was smoking cigarettes in New York, I used to go to the Indian reservation myself, right? And, you know, eventually the Indian reservation kept on raising the prices every time the state raises the taxes, and then I just said I came here to avoid the tax, not to pay it to a different authority, and I switched to the electronic cigarette eventually, went through a lot of, effort to try to avoid paying cigarette taxes, and of course, it seems like that's what happened here, that this guy was selling untaxed cigarettes on the streets of New York, because you know what? People want them, right?
Sure, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, so he's doing exactly, what the market demands, which is giving people a product that they want at a low price. And, guys with badges decided that they didn't think that was such a hot idea, and they tried to take him into custody. And when they tried to take him into custody, I mean, the guy was non-cooperative, right? He's not, I did not see that he was, actively resisting arrest, but he was certainly not complicit in his own kidnapping. So when these guys tried to take him down, they did. They grabbed him by the neck and started trying to pull him down.
What are we talking about here as far as what level of, I hesitate to use the term resistance because that sounds like a legal term.
Right.
I'm not a lawyer and don't care to be one. I've told enough lies in my life. I don't need to get paid for it. But, so are we talking about just was stiff and wishing to sort of move along his way? Was he pushing people who were hitting on him off of him?
He was not fighting back, right?
Punching?
No, he was not fighting back at all.
Okay.
So, but he was not compliant. He's just telling the police officer, hey, leave me alone, and then they started to try to take him down, but he's a pretty big guy, right? So the one cop gets him in a chokehold or what they're describing as something else after the NYPD, the manual says that you're not supposed to be doing chokeholds, right?
Yeah.
So the police union now calls it something else that he did. But in any case, he put compression on the guy's neck and caused his death. The coroner ruled it as a homicide, and then in the nature of it was compression to the neck, and that's what killed him, and everybody knows it. And so it is kind of bizarre in my book that a grand jury decided not to indict this guy, because it is an absolute thing of,
so you
hey, I put my hands on your neck and you died. That's generally considered, and they gave the grand jury a bunch of options. Like, they didn't even have to prosecute him for murder. They could have done anything all the way down to, like, reckless endangerment.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury just opted not to indict the guy. And I understand why people are really angry about that, because I say, unlike the Michael Brown case, I was really, I got really annoyed by the whole Michael Brown thing, because Michael Brown was a strong arm robber. He was caught on video, and his, accomplice had corroborated that they were bad, violent, bad guys who the police were trying
to
stop.
Seems like that was what was going on.
Yeah. In the case of Eric Garner in New York City, Eric Garner is just a guy who's literally just selling cigarettes on the streets of New York City. He's not bothering anybody. He's doing providing a service to his community, and the police just jump on him and kill him.
Yeah, so we have a situation where he was breaking the law in the form of tax evasion, and the officers broke the law or the rules at the very least in the form of chokehold. So it would seem like the person who You know, it would seem like if you used excessive force and a hold that was against the rules that, you know, you probably should have, at the very least, some kind of punishment meted out against you.
Yeah, and there is an internal department investigation going on, and now that the grand jury has declined to indict him, there's a federal probe being opened up, and we'll talk about more when we get back.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark
and Cantwell.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this situation in New York City where a guy selling loose cigarettes, untaxed loose cigarettes, gets put into a illegal, or at least against the rules, chokehold. It kills him, and the grand jury apparently doesn't care. Well, tyranny's nothing new in the course of human history, and I recently watched a piece of audio theater that was so incredible. And as a matter of fact, it's hard to even call it audio theater because it was much more like an audio movie. It's got big-name actors, Joanne Froggatt, Billy Boyd, Skandar Keynes, James Cosmo. He's from Braveheart. He was the older guy with the from Braveheart, the one that looked very, very Scottish. And it's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, well, except historically accurate. The children in your life are going to love it. It's got a study guide, and it's a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. InFreedomsCause.com. And we have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners for this holiday season. You can use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and get the family four-pack of CDs. This will get you four CDs, and that's four gifts this Christmas that you can give out to all the different folks in your life that you think would be a good choice. I think this is really great for young people. But, you know, I loved it, too. My son and I and my wife, we all listened to it, and everybody enjoyed it. So, you know, I couldn't say the demographic that it's perfect for, but I can tell you that it is family-friendly. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. It is a... It's an incredible work, probably one of the best works of solely audio works, audio theater works in, well, a decade. Let's go for that.
Braveheart, but you can listen to it in the car.
Indeed. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL.
Awesome. So, yeah, we've been talking about this Eric Garner story in New York City, and as Mark had mentioned, the grand jury declined to indict the officer. Officer Daniel Pantaleo in that case. And they had the option of indicting him for things all the way down to reckless endangerment. They didn't have to even charge the guy with murder, but for some reason the grand jury decided not to charge him with anything. And so now there's a great deal of hysteria going on. And there's a certain amount of it I think is justified, right? Like, I think it's really good that people are upset that a cop, you know, executes a guy on the street essentially for tax evasion. But I am a little bit concerned about the attention that's being paid to race here. I think that people are obsessed with race in this country. I watched a great video last night by Stefan Molyneux called Stopping America's Suicide by Race, where he goes into this whole thing about the Michael Brown case in Ferguson and people trying to make this all about race baiting. And this got me into like a war on Twitter with different people, because a lot of people think that this whole thing in Ferguson was all about race. And now they're trying to make this thing in New York City all about race. And I'm like,
well, there's definitely some problems in Ferguson when it comes to race. Like, for instance, you know, like 8% of the police, 80% of the population of Ferguson's black, 8% of the police force is black.
Is there any evidence that the police department in Ferguson is just turning down black officers? Are there, you know, people lining up from the black community who want to be cops? Probably not.
If I was the guy who was in charge of the police department in Ferguson and my constituency was 80% black, I would be doing my very level best to find myself some black officers. And there's not that much trouble finding black officers. I mean, because race is a reality in America, whether we like it or not, right? Like, I wish it wasn't. I think it's a silly thing to argue about. But I can't somehow make the rest of the world see my point on this, that melanin in your skin is really a silly reason for us to all be separated and live in separate places and talk different and decide who we're going to associate based all on that crap, because it's just right. A bunch of crap. And I'm 100% with you on that.
Right.
But the reality is that you got to kind of, when you're in a position of authority, you kind of have to look at demographics.
Yeah.
When I run this business called Free Talk Live, such that it is. And I look at demographics when I do my hiring of co-hosts and that sort of thing.
Right.
Now, I don't know what race you identify as, but I look at you as a fat white guy. Okay. And,
I probably identify with a lot of our audience. All you fat white guys out there, props.
And I don't really get very much as far as ethnicities go, rolling through, sort of, talking to for potential co-hosts, but I do get genders, and I look a little harder at somebody when they're female. That extra X chromosome shouldn't make a difference. It really shouldn't.
No,
it does to me.
I personally think gender is a lot more relevant than race, right? I mean, like, I actually think that gender roles are kind of a good idea, and because I just think that, genders tend to be better suited to certain purposes, and I wouldn't have a problem with, like, race roles if I thought that races were better suited to certain purposes. I don't find that to be the case, so I don't, think race is really an issue, but I do think that, especially in entertainment, gender is a really relevant thing.
No, it makes perfectly good sense. Yep. And here on the radio, you can tell a woman's voice from a man's voice pretty readily.
Yeah.
Where some people will say, I can't tell you two apart. They'll be like, oh, which one are you? Are you Cantwell or are you Mark?
Right.
And, they just don't know. So.
Okay, so the story continues on here. Esau Garner, Eric's widow, told the New York Daily News,
a woman named
God.
Esau?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Esau, E-S-A-W is how it is written here. Oh, my God, are you serious? Garner's widow told the New York Daily News. I'm very disappointed. You can see in the video that the cop was dead wrong. Family lawyer Jonathan Moore said he was actually astonished based on evidence of the videotape and the medical examiner that this grand jury at this time wouldn't indict for anything.
Now, that's really weird to me because New York's a really multicultural place. And if this is about race, you'd think that there would be a large mix of people on this grand jury. I don't know the composition of this grand jury, and that's is a very difficult thing to find out. Grand juries are much more secretive than petite juries. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, that's true. And however, though, Staten Island is certainly one of the more politically conservative places in New York City, to the extent that any such thing exists. Like,
do Republicans get elected in Staten Island?
Depending on how loosely we define Republican, perhaps from time to time.
I guess the Republican Party would
but be. But a lot of law enforcement personnel live in Staten Island. So the people who police other areas in New York City, they settle down in Staten Island because that's where you go if you're a cop.
Cops and firefighters, me being a volunteer firefighter, are a funny lot. They're conservative in many ways, but they love their union,
Yeah.
So it's, especially in larger cities, you're much more likely to get the more Democrat police and firefighters. So it's really difficult to say when it comes to them. 855-450-FREE. I'd love to have your opinion on this the subject with Eric Garner in New York. Did you think that they were going to get a guilty or an indictment? Do you expect any problems over it? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this no indictment in the NYC chokehold death. But there are federal, there is a federal investigation. I find that all very interesting.
Yeah, and they had said a similar thing about Ferguson, too, that there was a federal probe ongoing, civil rights action or something to that effect. And this is the I think that's the same exact thing that they were threatening to use against in the Trayvon Martin case against.
It's always the backup, you know, is right. In these certain circumstances. If you've got Bitcoin and you need a car, NewAgeAutoSales.com is the place to go. They've got used cars that have been cared for from their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs aren't getting passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship them anywhere in the world. Go! I went there to NewAgeAutoSales.com, and I was looking at the prices on the cars they have available. It's not like they've got hundreds and hundreds of cars there, but the ones they have are the sort of cars that people want. These are, you know, popular sorts of cars that don't have too many miles on them, and that just the sort of thing that I'd be interested in if I was going to get a car. At NewAgeAutoSales.com, they will ship them to you anywhere in the world. They want to be the Bitcoin auto dealer, but obviously if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, then they can help you with that too. But with Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership. It's newageautosales.com.
So the story continues in USA Today. It says the civil rights advocacy group Ferguson Action Team, FAT, issued a statement encouraging protests. It said, quote, "We must all take to the streets and stand in solidarity with New Yorkers who gather in Eric's memory," the group said in a statement. "Eric's case illustrates the way police operate with impunity in black communities as they cast an ever-widening net of criminalization. In this case, he was harassed by police officers who suspected him of selling untaxed loose cigarettes. For that, he lost his life." Again, this drives me crazy because it's not as if police are shy about using force against white people when they disobey them, right? I mean, I don't see where were the riots after Kelly Thomas got his life ended by police and for doing nothing. You know.
Well, Kelly Thomas had the disadvantage of being mentally ill, and no one stands up for the mentally ill. I don't know what goes on, but I know that there's sort of built-in biases for people. And one of the biases is in this country, and it's not without cause, is that black men are criminals, right? Like, they're statistically significantly more likely to be charged with a crime, and if that means that they're committing more crimes, I don't know the answer to that. I don't even like the division black males, right? But it's a division that's made, and it's very real in people's minds. So I think that there's biases built in that circumstance, and I think that the police are not immune from those biases. I think that, you know, people experience them every day. When you see, when people see, say, a group of young black men gathered on the side of the street, they're much more likely to cross the street than if they say, oh, I don't know, a group of older white women.
Older white women, yeah, but I mean, I could imagine people getting shook up about some, depending on how these gentlemen appeared, some young white men.
Yeah, you know,
standing on a street corner could certainly scare some people into walking across the street. I've seen some scary-looking white guys in my day.
Indeed. I think dress, garb, gender, color, all these things go into it.
Yeah. But, you know, this is the thing that they're trying to make it about. Well, this is just the white cop just killed a black guy because they act with impunity in black communities. And I'm like, sorry, pal, you know, if I was selling untaxed cigarettes in New York City and it came to the attention of law enforcement would absolutely use violence to stop me from doing that. And if I had, you know, some kind of health condition and was resisting arrest and they put their, hands around my neck, you know, they could just as easily choke me to death and kill me. And he'd probably never even get indicted for it. Right. The reason they even tried to bring it before a grand jury was probably only because of the racial tensions to begin with. And it's not as if the grand jury just let him go because he was white killing a black guy.
I would suspect that. I would hope that's not the reason. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mr. Cantwell. How are you?
Good to be with you. What's going on?
It's Cantwell, right? The Ferguson Action Team is being joined by the Diversification Universally movement. So Fat and Dumb are going to be working together. Since we're doing demographics, I'm a 23-year-old, physically fit, female, Jewish mestizo. I was wondering a couple things. Oh, if you're clubbing in New York, you've got to make sure your cigarettes are in the pack when you go in, because it's still the policy that, no, Lucy, you cannot go to the club.
Thanks for the call, Glenn.
He tried real hard.
I thought that one wasn't bad. And, you know, I'll take a Lucille Ball joke. You know. Anyway, let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
no jokes.
I'm just curious. I didn't make a call to another show on this GCN, so I hope I'm not aggravating anybody. The New York State, it's something that irritates me. The tax on the cigarettes is astronomical.
It's crazy.
If they would just, I made this argument with another host, and I'll forgive me, I just, in case other listeners have heard my voice, if they would just literally drop the tax by half, they could still, if they enforce the tax stamp law on the cigarettes when they come from out of state, they would still gain $400 million a year. I put this blame squarely on Cuomo and every other administration that has refused to just, I mean, look, we all know that this.
How did you do the calculation? Did you do the current cigarette sales?
I was reading a lot of columns by John Crudell, who wrote a business column for the New York Post. And
okay.
He followed this long before Eric Garner was killed. He said point was the Indian reservations get untaxed cigarettes.
Yeah.
And other hosts had corrected me and said that's a whole different ballgame. They don't have to. But you can go in as a non-resident of the reservation, and you can drive in and buy untaxed cigarettes and come out with them. But if you do that, it's like going to another state to buy firearm ammunition. If the state police right. just happen to pull you over, which they do, they'll sit outside the reservations, and they know just by look who see who's going in. Well, you're not enough.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they can. The point is, John Crudell, and I read his column for years. He said upwards of $800 million to $1 billion a year in New York State. So-called, quote-unquote, loses and untaxed cigarettes. So they created the problem. If people are going to smoke, they want to smoke. I don't care what you do. I mean, you know, libertarian, as long as you don't affect me. So if he's standing outside selling Lucy's for, you know, 75 cents each, I'm sure he's taking
losing money
from the business owner. But if they just lowered the tax, this man would not have died. And we all know that smokers by the actuarial tables, they're not going to live long enough to collect Social Security and Medicare benefits. And even if their end-of-life care is relatively expensive, it's nowhere near touches the matter of the number of money that the government stands to gain from them dropping debt early. So
that's the one part that I guess I kind of have a problem with on this, Mark, is that
sure.
Who is the city of New York to be taking any money out of the sale of a pack of cigarettes?
Right.
Now, I get where you're coming from. You're talking about reality, and I think that you've got a pretty good grasp of reality. I'm not going to argue with you on that
right.
one, but... Yeah, I think that all of that's true. I think the one part that really shines through in what you've said here is that this is the problem with socialized medicine, is that now, because of cigarette smokers, I think everybody has the right to smoke too. But if you're going to make me pay for people's health care, then I guess I have a say in how they live, right? You know, at this point, everybody only gets to eat vegetables, and, you know, they have to exercise. Two hours a day.
And now in the UK, they're starting to regulate what kind of porn you can even watch.
Indeed.
Get into at some point.
Mark, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Take your opinion on this, too. I think Mark had a great one. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. 154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in there, or you can call us on Skype. The audio is really quite good on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. That says in Liberty Radio Network, lrn.fm. You have to send us a request. I can take care of that in just moments. It pops up on the screen, click, and then you can call in and use. You can get much better audio.
Yeah, whenever I call into the show from not being in the studio, I always use Skype. It works out much better.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. And we're talking about this situation with Eric Garner in New York, and I think that the caller Mark really pointed out something very important here, is that Eric Garner wasn't killed so much because of his race, but because he was a tax dodger, and those taxes, those are voluntary things that the city of New York puts on to dissuade you from smoking.
I don't know how we got the term voluntary, but the city of New York certainly tacked those on to the price of cigarettes.
They did it, and they did it on purpose, I guess. Yeah. They could choose to remove them any time that they want.
Right.
I don't mean to say that you voluntarily get to pay a certain amount of taxes, but the city of New York could remove them at any point. So he was killed by cigarette taxes.
Arguably, yeah. I mean, it's a situation where, as we were saying earlier, I mean, you could pay up to $15 for a pack of cigarettes in New York City right now. Out where I was from in New York in Long Island, it was up over $10 a pack when I left, in 2012. And it's just gotten worse. And, of course, New York City has its own things on top of the state taxes.
Just to prove I'm old, and it used to be that I think it was silly when people would say, I remember when that was 15 cents or whatever they would say.
Right.
But I can't think of a pack of cigarettes as worth anything more than $2. That was what they were paying when the last time I bought cigarettes the last time I sort of remember buying cigarettes. And that's what they're worth to me. You can go to Listen to Free Talk Live in lots of different ways. We have lots of different options at listen.freetalklive.com. Live streams, our 150 great radio stations, free-to-air satellite. the webcam where you can go see Cantwell and I performing in the studio right now. Listen lines, I think those are the best. Those are telephone numbers you can call to hear the show. So if you're in an area where maybe the data connection isn't as good as you'd like it to be, you can just call the telephone number. And my phone sort of routes through the car automatically. I think it's great. So it's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott calling in from California. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing, guys? Was one of the comments you were discussing about of the ratio of black citizens to black officers or white officers in Ferguson.
Yeah.
And it led me to think about, I've been hearing this for a while. I was born and raised in Detroit, and the Detroit credo, or I should say the ruling in Detroit was back when was if you wanted to be a police officer in the Detroit police force, you had to be a resident of Detroit in order to serve. Then over the 70s and 80s, you know, the population was decreasing. They were losing police officers. Not enough people were applying that lived in Detroit proper. So then they had to break down that barrier so that yeah. It didn't matter if you lived. You could live in the suburbs because that's where most of the officers are going. Anyways, I think the problem is that there's just not enough black applicants that are applying for it. I think that's where your disparity in the ratio of black and white officers come from. I don't think that there's any racism going on whatsoever.
I don't know what Ferguson's rule is as far as living in the town, but
right.
And I think that's I always think that's an interesting idea where the police and the firefighters should live in the community that they serve. I can understand why some communities choose not to do that because, you know, some people develop grudges against police officers, and if it's a small enough community, you're like, hey, I know where he lives. I'll just set his house on fire or shoot his kid or whatever it is. And I get why people don't do that. But let's assume that Ferguson doesn't have those rules because I don't know that they do. So they could recruit from around the nation. I mean, it's just it's an issue of pay, right? I mean, if you're a police officer if you're a black police officer in Podunk Nowhereville and you can get $3,000 or $4,000 more a year by moving to Ferguson, you might do that.
But don't you think that that would itself be like a racist policy, that they'd be turning down white applicants to go out in search specifically of black officers from around the world? I mean, you're going to start importing black police officers just to have a different ethnic makeup in your police force?
Well, I mean, that's essentially what you do anyway. I mean, it's like sports teams for a second. When you look at the sports team, the only thing that there is to like about the local sports team really is the color and the name of and sort of the where they're from. So I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Very few people who play on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are from Tampa Bay.
Right.
Right? So, you know, there's nothing you can't really like them for that reason. They're brought in, they're recruited, and I think that, you know, in these circumstances, the reality of race in America, that's all I'm talking about here. I'm no fan of race.
Right.
But the reality is that it just doesn't feel very good to be a citizen of a 80% black city and have a 92% white police force. Like, that's just a mess.
Well, I can see that, and I can understand why it would make people feel uncomfortable. I just don't know what it seems to me that anything other than, hey, go be a cop then, you know, which I don't want to encourage people to do, would be the way to deal with that, because there's not a great deal of, shall we say, reverence for the police department in most black neighborhoods, right? I mean, we don't generally find that being the whole I want to grow up to be a cop thing.
Part of that is their own psychological disenfranchisement because of the race separation. Whoop, I guess we've lost him. We talked him into the dirt. He had to go drop the phone or whatever it was. By the way, the rule on Free Talk Live is one call per evening, but if for whatever reason your call drops and you get lost, you can call back. So that's the workaround. It's the loophole. Let's go to James calling in from Wisconsin. James, you're listening to LRN.FM on the internet?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Well, actually, right now I'm listening to it on the phone.
Through the listen line?
Yeah.
You're a man after my own heart, James. I just love that that number that you can call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So, I think, what I wanted to bring up was, I don't know if you guys really tapped into it. The problem is pretty easy to at least see where the problem stemmed from. and that's the welfare state, right? And the way that it, the situations that it creates in urban, particularly minority communities, that's kind of, circumstantial though, and it has the same impact on everyone else that it touches.
Certainly. I do feel that the welfare state has sort of targeted certain minority groups in the United States and has not done them a great deal of favors.
There are more white people on welfare than there are any other ethnicity, but there are more white people. There is a larger percentage of blacks on welfare than as percentage of whites, and I think percentage of any other ethnicity. I believe that they are the number one ethnicity as a percentage of their population.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are adverse effects. I just don't know how to address that when we say that there are just a lot more white people on welfare, but that minority communities have been decimated. I don't know really how to work that in.
James? Well, okay, yeah, I got you. So the amount of it's not just a problem with a large population. It's the way it compounds itself when a large population sort of lives within close proximity of each other. Because what they're doing is they're creating an entire culture of welfareism, and which breeds its own sort of set of problems. I mean, how to address the welfare problem? It doesn't take any consideration of race. You just either eliminate, first you eliminate the minimum wage, right? And you eliminate the prohibition of working, without occupational licenses. You eliminate the prohibition of being allowed to voluntarily interact and voluntarily engage in trade, of goods and services with your neighbor, regardless of, what your financial status or who your, welfare administrator is or what city you live in. You just allow people who are, I would say, if you wanted to start somewhere, you could start with people who are collecting welfare. You allow them to work and bring in an income, right, regardless of what that income is and regardless of how they achieve it, and you wean them off the system that way, and you don't even have to start with taking away the welfare. A lot of people would say, we can't have the welfare. We can't take away the welfare because that would create chaos, and everyone is rioting because they don't have the.
So you're saying just give them a time limit. Look, in 2 years, this automatic payment of yours is going away. You better figure something out. We're not going to go after you for licensing. We're not going to go after you for minimum wage violations. We're not going to go after you for anything. Figure out a way to support you and yours in that amount of time. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, you can put a time limit on it or whatever. I think, as soon as you do that, as soon as you take away the prohibition, as soon as you say, we're not going to go after you, they're going to work. They're going to bring in income. Actually, they're going to flourish.
Right? Yeah, I think you're probably right. Thank you so much, James. 855-450-FREE.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.